Spoken Poetry by Pi and N. This is to you, A. Yes, you will not read or even be or comment here, but the fine smirk upon your face, which I have never had the pleasure to have seen. But ha, I have, you know, have seen the smirk smell sunder bright around your lips. It never was important to know more. You will not say how this line was quite fine, and rhyme inclined another time. We both don't give a dime if we do simply play or say this is no game. But words now are no longer quite the same, when what you have been writing was an abyss deep interpretation of a world just you could see. This is to you, A. And if you want to know if you are missed, you are, but more for who you are than what you shared. The in between the lines and on the blank and under, stand within my way, because you cared, because you cared. Dear Mr. Word Magician, I so care, dear Mr. Mindful, with a will to comprehend and understand and broaden your perspective, watching your own shadow in the shadow of your shadow throwing shadows on your thinking. You won't have this, my letter, and no scatter, shatter, matter, and no reason to come back, unless art presses and words hurt to not be let asleep. I hope you strive in a thirst-stilling life, embracing all of you, yourself. Create, create, create. And if perhaps you'll write someday again to me, and may it be wherever, may it be whatever, may it be as a whoever, I'll be smirking back. This is to you, A. Just that you know. You are missed across the ocean, and this is no virtual 10110101. You play within your mind. But see, here is a mind, yet more is heart. I hope you can feel drums, them beating in your dreams, it seems, and they might plant seeds. I hope the flowers find your liking. Bridal. Like a flame which does not want to tame the heat more than the wick can, or be tamed by wax and oxygen. Try to keep personal out of official, personally, truly, unless you're an artist, then be art. So beat when no one's listening. So beat the shit out of their sockets. So beat better than to Blair Witch Project. So beat on, you are the music. You know you are best when being burnt down to your ashes, lighting up the room in eager honesty, for honestly, see, this is me. And by this you metaphor for the big huge picture in a gallery of half past any time, too late to be of recognition or too early to be called, you're worth the money. So beat each piece by yourself uncanny, for who wants to be compared? Who wants to be compared? Who wants to be compared? No, no, no. Find composure in the sea of laughter about them people, why you care too much. You care, and such is why you are so good, and such is why they say don't care so much, and such is why you feel misunderstood, and such is why you sometimes cry. Art means some people see and have another positive in mind, while you'll present a negative. But here it stands right on its own, so let it own itself, and nothing, nothing else is just like this. So let it beat as if it is a heart, it is a heart, it is art. Regret and celebrate, and do not let the guilt run free too much, and share a hug with its thin arms and chest, a beating heart a conquest, when you put yourself out there in every single piece, for this is what an artist does. Cuts pieces of his insight in a bright frame, like a nervous one-eyed bride which sees with other eyes, invisibly, this life. Strong. Stale wishes fill a barn, Old patterns do not die at 5 a.m. Outside, the garden dresses up for calm. I don't know why I burn. I do. I've dreamed we've never met, and how the dream was an illusion, and my hands still risen in confusion, bound to never clap. I've said, I've felt, I keep myself awake, it's time, the time we'd chat, a crime to keep on punishing myself by lying here in bed awake. For half a year now, I'm an idiot. Come on, just say it, idiot. My bedroom is a barn and hay sticks in my back. I come to no terms with the past and break on repetition. While the sun plays, this is a new day. I want to wish you all the best and plant invisibly a kiss into the nest of thoughts before we go. Okay. I am still checking if you've been online and if you're still alive and if this still cuts like a knife and if I still will start to cry too keen on missing you and you knew why. If only you had listened to what I've confided to you. I said, I am not perfect. I try my best. Not good enough. Although you said I'm tough, how listening to you state this assumption hurt. But now I wish I simply could forget. It is past 6 now, and I'm waiting for having to do what life demands. Stand up, make breakfast, it commands. I follow and resign and do my chores. I'm tough in caring for the ones I love. I'm weak in feeling as if I am cursed to. A love poem. I write to bear the cruelty of living, the elation of emotion. I can hardly comprehend why paper is still white and dry when blood is flowing through the veins of verses, words and breaks at points and waves and floodings. Tell me why I cannot see the red spots growing from a point to oceans. Tell me why my tears transparent. Tell me how to live without this bleeding, this donation to the art of living. For the bottled hauntings want to run this palace, burst the cork and neck so red. The walls, the sheets and ceilings, and what happens when I keep it in. So tell me, how should I begin to paint my face without the cut of serifs in my flesh? No why. But tell me, how can one expect me to survive without them? How can they push me to argue when the words are me, when what my mind is but poetry? And why are they so unashamedly shaming this to be a pastime pleasure for the ever good for nothings? Art may be much less than nothing in their eyes, while art is what I love, my life. If birds were angels, while we wander, we, the woeful wrecked, watch wings whoosh words on white, on who, on watertight, the water lily's night, while beaks bite bits of sky. Bye-bye, birds, don't belie what willful wrists wave, lace up lullabies out of the corners of the eye, yet songs sob silently to see a slight serenity, a simple melody melts mainstays into miracles, a tear of wonder falls wide open, see no walls, see angels. Angels. words. Solitude. An amplitude of inwards busy bucks rush up my neck and down across my belly, itching it to jelly. Nervous wings fly in my ears, my nostrils flutter down my throat. I suffocate, fish faster than a sigh, sound brain drums drowning out this glow. I do not want to be alone, but on my own, right in this moment, calm is fresh. Cold water running down my tongue, a need, an urge, a humming in a song. Slip, hand me all the opposite of now, and rinse the flood of creepy crawl. The Fool's Journey. Wide-eyed or blank, the fool's feet splash in joyous innocence. Inside the brook, up the brash, fool jumps, no hat or sense. Campfires rest, magician's hands spark questions curious. This travel's friend reveals the lands, though known, mysterious. High priestess in the temple near, divine companionship. She reaches depth of soul too clear, unearths sustaining grip. The mother, empress, births and gives a kiss, embrace so close. Sun's warmth, earth cramps, and garden's bliss in rain and gentle growth. The father, emperor, shows paths to walk on, build and plan, the beauty of respectful baths in order, patterns, clan. Now fool, head to the hero fend, his magnifying lens, he shows what binds the common and belonging stable stands. While held inside the arms of all, the fool longs for a love, an equal, caring, powerful by being so enough. In fire of found luck, his will is strong, he's in control. Fool's chariot leads on uphill in confidence extolled. Through vagaries and challenges, the fool is tested, strength he needs in patient tolerance, persistence learned at length. And while he fights, the question why we live, then die is plight. In solitude, the hermit smiles, the journey leads inside. More answers rise from life's cobweb, the wheel of fortune shines, how pieces fit, how things have led, from here the fool defines. The chain of act and cause and how what he decides may harm, the fool welcomes the lesson now with justice in his arms. Faced by earth-shaking question, doubt, what once was ground, the fool hangs upside down, learns the way out, let go of sway to rule. The outgrown dies in pain. He leaves what keeps new self asleep, transitions from old patterns, faiths, each had its time, now sweep. A pendulum, this journey, so he longs for balanced wealth, with Temperance, as chosen bow, he finds his glow, his health. Inside, the devil dances too, past melodies which blind. The fool, so ignorant to clues, gets lost, caught in his mind. The walls enclose the fool, a cage of holding on to old. Long-coming flesh strikes, enter stage, revealed, lone tower falls. Out of the night, a star lights, hark, there is still hope and trust. Come, fool, and calmly walk the dark, serene, bare, open, cast. The moon dims all the lines into a dreamy fantasy. Don't lose your path, imagine blue. Behind dwells clarity. The sun glides, wave of light, to reach each corner of fool's mind. True insight comes, thoughts, feelings teach, joint vital mastermind. And born anew, the world calls out, the fool can see himself. His real core and prudent, proud, he vows to bridge the shelves. The world, in its complexities, its open space, embark. Fulfilled, the fool now wanders, frees, a new horizon's spark. Massive. I have these massive thoughts. They need my care. I do not have much time or space to let them lie around in corners or upon my path till they pile up to mountains. They will fall and bury us, will crush. I do not want to end as sand. Or my back-facing beauty, giant marbles seeking speechlessly, be curious, discover, work, work hard. Hard work is what life is as well, not solely, not exclusively. See, makes your effort worthy, though not effortless. And Sisyphus may have to push a rock, and he is smart. A rock is so much lighter than an avalanche. Market. No person spends as much time with myself as me. I carry my world into each and every corner of this outer world I wander in. So twice a world it is, shall be. The one I see, the one I bring. I have it all spread out on display. Special offers gluts my short supply and quirks. I see an oriental challenge of all senses, spicy air, a colorful experience, a suction of loud voices, eyes of storms and woven patterned fabric stroking through my hands, smooth, delicate and silken, fragile, sturdy, raw, a sap of sweetness, juice drips down from sticky lips, and holy tents
and shaky roofs, and cats and dogs fetch one or two or three bites of fresh fish and meat. And seated in between a storyteller, bard and thief, and all. This is a marketplace, day in, day out. Hush now, let this be sensual, a sensuous world I will embrace to live forever in, as long as I can gather thought, emotion, heart. No person spends as much time with myself as me. Let this be reason, aim, to care, capacity. And while I watched her laugh, I saw her hand move hesitantly to her temples, as if she anticipated ache, her mind to tense. A tingling pressure on her scalp, then urge to shrink herself, her vision shrouded, doubling down, bit closer to the ground, the shadows settling with their iron wings upon her shoulders. While she laughed, she shook herself, surprised. The weight expected stayed away. Her heart was light. And so she cried of joy, relief, and she was me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.